If we look at illnesses, disease, the amount, a person cannot see that how many illnesses there are, cannot realize they keep coming, unique, different names, different types, and they continue, they increase. And from different sicknesses, one sickness, one illness, which in reality is a very dangerous illness, and there's no real common cure for this illness. It's such an illness that every human being, in some way, some level, somehow, or in some different style or manner, on some different level or basis, he is occupied by this illness, this sickness. And it happens, it affects the people, for sure. And that sickness, that illness, is khawf, the disease, the sickness of khawf, fear. Khawf is a unique sickness, illness. This illness is such that whoever is afflicted by this disease, then he has no interest left in the dunya. He is in the dunya, but he has no interest left. A weird, unique condition of him, not in eating, in drinking, in sleeping. He doesn't enjoy any condition of life in the world. And khawf, fear, it totally makes a person useless. If you ask him, what's wrong with you? He doesn't even know the name of the sickness, the illness. He cannot define it, he cannot explain it. But that person, he continues to rotate in that cycle of khawf. He doesn't even know himself what is the sickness he's affected with. He doesn't understand, doesn't realize, what sickness is this that is affecting me? Yes? And the poor soul, he becomes extremely down, upset, worried. And the effects of this sickness are various that you can see amongst people. Little things a person starts to get scared of sometimes. Sometimes he thinks, if this happens, what will happen? If that happens, then how will that happen? Or if I get, will I get lost due to this? Then himself, he gets upset due to his own thinking. So there's a different way you can see and recognize this sickness. And you can't say it's an internal sickness, it's ajeeb. And it's in every human being. Also understand this point. That some people have it on a different level, some people it's more intense, some people it's more strong. Someone has fear of something else, somebody has fear of something else, somebody has fear of poverty, somebody has... In other words, khawf in some way or other is always affecting somebody. A person always remaining afraid, fearful, anxious. Subhanallah. And then if you can cure this, then this khawf, if you cure this, then the same khawf, it can become a great rahmah of Allah, mercy of Allah, subhanAllah. Also look at this point. Why? Because we don't cure this correctly, we don't address this in a right way, we don't want to understand it, we don't understand it. That's why we don't get the right cure for it. Otherwise, this sickness, this is a big rahmah from the rahmah of Allah. It's a great mercy. And how is it a great mercy? That when you flip this disease, this sickness, you move it, turn it to the other side, and this illness, when you turn it, when you flip it, and it turns in direction towards Allah, then this sickness and illness takes a person to the high level, a wali Allah level. Look at this point. Such a great wali that person becomes, that the reward Allah has mentioned in the Quran, ajeeb reward. The reward, look at the reward. وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّي جَنَّتَانْ سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانْ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states that when my servant, when he leaves the world, the fear of the world, and he creates my khawf, instills my khawf, وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ Subhanallah. That tomorrow I have to stand in front of my Rabb, my Lord. What answer will I give to my Lord? Subhanallah. What answer will I give to my Lord? How will I answer? What will be my condition? That if I don't pray salah correctly, if I don't live my life correctly, if I don't fulfill the rights of people, if I'm not cautious in my life, then this khawf, when it's utilized in this way, is the same khawf, but you turn the direction to khawfi khuda, khawf, fear of Allah. And that fear has been changed now, and it is now fearing Allah. When that fear changes, and it becomes such a great reward, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it the reward in such a way that the reward is made that everybody will come, Jannah. But those people will get one Jannah, one garden. But the person who comes to me with my khawf, with the ibadah instilled with khawf, he will get two Jannah, two paradise. Subhanallah. وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّةً. So the fact is we need to utilize this khawf in the right way, turn it to the right direction. So this khawf, this fear, the fear of Allah. The fear of Allah, when we take the fear away from the things that we utilize it for and turn it to the direction of Allah and we're focused, it becomes a fantastic feeling and condition. Relatives, if we look at relatives, when there's khawf within a person, then due to the khawf, due to the fear, due to this fear, the right fear, then he starts to leave the disobedience to Allah. Nobody says anything to him because the khawf has changed. They say, "Ya, I'm going to salah." No. And as Allah's ahkams and orders, he started salah. No, I'm not praying correctly. I should pray salah with jama'ah, with congregation. And then the same khawf takes him to jama'ah. No, Ya, I'm not enjoying myself. I need to pray the high level salah in jama'ah, into the first row. And when he's leaving the salah, then he cries and his khawf increases. What did you do here? In other words, so his khawf on every footstep, on every turn, it is pushing him, dragging him towards Allah, subhanAllah. The same khawf which put him into difficulty in a bad way in the world, he's turned that khawf away from the world. And when he turns it and focuses on Allah, then that khawf, that fear, that takes him towards Allah Ta'ala's obedience step by step. And he becomes a person praying a great salah, a great muttaqi, and he progresses, and he becomes the high level muttaqi. High level fear for Allah. When he becomes a muttaqi, then Allah Ta'ala opens the doors of his mercy for them, the doors of his grace, of his fadl, his blessings. And you know this verse. Allah Ta'ala said the same thing. وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّتَانْ فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانْ. Which ni'mah of mine will you continue to reject? This is my ni'mah, khawf. You're not understanding it, you're rejecting it, you're shunning it. Attain khawf, you should have khawf. You should have fear. If you don't have fear, then you cannot progress. You cannot progress. So with khawf, without khawf, you cannot be a true human being. A true person, when you have khawf, the taqwa will come. So now, what is khawf? Subhanallah. That the angels, from the beginning of time, which ibadah Allah Ta'ala told them to do, one is in sajda, prostration. Until qiyamah, those angels will be in the ibadah of Allah. Whoever's in ruku will stay in ruku till qiyamah. Bowing. And whichever angel Allah Ta'ala has instructed, whichever position, whichever condition, whichever place, they are stood there doing that action. Now tell me, imagine how much they are in awe. They recognize their Lord to the seventh heaven, prostration. The prostration, the angels in the seventh heaven, they are in prostration, the same position. And on the day of Qiyamah, they will raise their head and they will be immersed in khawf, the fear of Allah. And they'll say, "Allah, that we could not fulfill the right of your ibadah." Allahu Akbar. So when a human being instills fear, attains fear, and then he gets all of these feelings within him, then that khawf, it doesn't remain as khawf. Rather, khawf, it it starts to turn towards an ajib, a unique taste in Jum. Before, due to khawf, he'd cry, think it's a difficulty, an issue, but then that khawf gives him enjoyment, satisfaction. Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, when he used to speak to Allah, he was Kaleem Allah. So, on the way he saw a stone when he was going to speak to Allah, and the stone was crying. He said, "O Prophet of Allah," the stone said. He saw Musa alayhi salam, said, "Why are you starting a crying, O stone?" He said, "O Nabi of Allah, Allah said that the fuel of hellfire will be the stones. So I'm afraid that will I be one of those stones that will be the fuel in hell? I'm crying for this reason. So when you go to Allah, do dua for me. May Allah Ta'ala may not make me the stone that will be in hell as a fuel." Allah's Nabi, Musa alayhi salam, did dua, and Allah accepted that dua and give the good news to the stone. So Musa alayhi salam went back and gave him the good news to that stone. The stone was happy. After some time, he was passing by that stone again, and the stone was crying again. So he said, "Why are you crying now? What's the reason you're crying now? That Allah Ta'ala has forgiven you, given you the bakshish, you won't be in the hellfire." He said, "Allah's Nabi, I was crying due to khawf that time, but now I'm crying out of love." Allahu Akbar. Enjoyment. So when a person has khawf, that khawf, it transforms into love, muhabbat. So he doesn't have khawf, fear of the world, he doesn't have fear of the severity of death, he doesn't have fear about no money, he doesn't have fear about poverty, he doesn't have fear what will people say, what will people do. All fear disappears because the fear of Allah overwhelms that person, overtakes that person. May Allah Ta'ala give us all this type of life. This is the real life of a mu'min in reality. This is the real life, the genuine life, the proper life. That we wander around filled with khawf and fear, accumulation of khawf. That fear destroys a person's life. But really, that happens what Allah wants. Rizq, you'll get the amount Allah wants to give to you. We die after rizq, we run after haram due to that fear. Due to that khawf, a person goes from here to there to there. All bad and negativities he does, sins he commits due to khawf, out of fear. If I don't do this, this will happen to me. If I don't do this, I'll become poor. If I don't do this, this will happen to me. If we don't do this, how will this occur? If we don't do this, then what will happen next turn? The next turn. In other words, the direction of his life is weird. But when the fear of Allah comes, then all khawf ceases. And he thinks, if I disobey Allah, this way will happen. If I don't please Allah, what will happen? If I don't do this action that Allah wants, what will happen? In other words, his life turns upside down. The life turns upside down. Subhanallah. My brothers, Ramadan starts with this, alhamdulillah. It makes us practice all of these points. Say subhanallah, subhanallah. I explained this to you before. Ramadan is such a great month. How will I leave this? The ruh of Ramadan is this, that instill the fear into these people. That's the ruh of Ramadan. That Allah Ta'ala instill the fear into these people. I swear by Allah, the human being, if he gets that correct fear, then all the points of the world, they take the real khawf away from the Firaun. He didn't have khawf. Nimrud didn't have khawf. The less khawf they had, that's the higher that they went in their disobedience. And then his mind, nothing else comes into that mind. You cannot understand the truth. All logic and truth and correct understanding, the khawf of Allah comes out. He becomes without haya, no shame, no modesty. He has no fear of anybody and anything around him. Because when in that heart there's no fear of Allah, then all other fear comes out of that person. He becomes the biggest sinner, the highest in disobedience, who doesn't have fear of Allah. And the closest to Allah is he who has the most khawf in the right way. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "The person who fears Allah the most is me." Subhanallah. That's why he was closest to Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now, if we look at this point here, insan, the angels are crying after prostrating the Allah. They cried, "Allah, we could not fulfill the right of your ibadah. We don't even know the right if we prayed salah correctly enough, because we have no khawf. We don't have fear. Why? Despite the fact they don't have Quran. Rather, in reality, the angels don't even read the Quran." The angels, do they have the Quran? The angels don't read the Quran. No angel reads the Quran. He's free. Apart from one angel, Jibreel alayhi salam, who reads the Quran. Subhanallah. This is the honor that's been given to human beings to read the Quran. Subhanallah. Say subhanallah, subhanallah. Our tongues Allah has given to us. We can recite Quran. No angel reads the Quran. They've been given one position, one action. They continue with that. This ummah, the honor that Allah selected this ummah, selected, the Quran's been bestowed to us, gifted to us, how we should be connected to the Quran. So, this khawf when a human being, a person, when the khawf comes out, when it disappears, becomes immodest, no shame, extremely disobedient, sinful, no limit. When khawf comes, then there's no greater human being than that person. Yes? That, for example, he is not worried about any other issue due to khawf, fear of Allah. He immediately, automatically starts to obey Allah. He obeys Allah. He follows the instruction. So Ramadan, alhamdulillah, the initiation of Ramadan is with this point. That when a person keeps the fast, Ramadan, when he starts the fast, after keeping the fast, what is it that doesn't allow him to drink water? What is it that doesn't let him commit acts of disobedience? What is it that keeps him stopping, preventing him? There's one just by passion. No, Allah will be unhappy if I do this action. Oh, if I disobey, that disobedience, he saves himself from that sin. I don't want to do this wrong. If the fasting person, alhamdulillah, is doing this, then until the evening, if he spends the day with the fast like this, with this khawf, that no, I don't want to disobey Allah, don't want to upset Allah, I've got the fast, I don't want to do this action, do this, as much as possible, according to his capacity, the more his khawf is, the, according to his level, and he continues his fast, gets to dusk, to the evening, Allah announces this person has become the muttaqi. لَلَكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ The objective of him, the fast for, he has upheld that objective. Attained it. Total 30 days of Ramadan we practice, that within us that permanent khawf then is instilled. Yes, not temporary khawf during Ramadan that is making us obedient servants of Allah, because we didn't have khawf before. So Ya Allah, oh Allah, make us, keep us like this, that 30 fasts, if we're keeping like this, maintaining like this, we don't just want this to be temporary. Rather allow the permanent khawf to come into us so that we can fear Allah continuously. This is the teaching of Ramadan. So don't forget this lesson, my friends, after Ramadan, that I kept the fast due to khawf, and I didn't drink water, I didn't eat food, I didn't go to my wife, I didn't do wrong things, I didn't do these actions according to my strength and my capacity. I tried to stop, I tried to prevent myself. If I did do it, I had regret, remorse, and then do dua to Allah based on that. That Allah, this jazbah that you gave to me that time with the fast, Allah, this fast, always I want to maintain this jazbah and this passion and this practice throughout the rest of my life. So Ramadan has given us this taste to do. So how long do we keep this for? Subhanallah, this is the part of our life. It should stay with us during our life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that we should keep this existing, this condition, the amount in Ramadan. You are careful and cautious. The name of this cautiousness is taqwa, and this taqwa you need to maintain for the rest of your life. But we don't have that environment when we come out of Ramadan. Do we have that environment? That environment ends. That feeling ends. Where will this majlis be? Those words. Then in reality, the one is the special nur of Ramadan. That evaporates. That goes. Shaitan comes out from being in jail, being locked up. The emotions of the human being change. But in reality, Ramadan, those people who pass Ramadan correctly, they are steadfast with this and they don't leave this. They say, the objective Allah gave me Ramadan for 30 days I practice. So how can I leave this wealth? How can I, that most foolish is that person who leaves that practice. So time and time again, think repeatedly that to instill khawf inside us, Allah has given us Ramadan. For no other objective has Allah given us Ramadan. For no other objective, no other reason. Just for this reason and purpose, so that khawf can come inside us. And khawf is that one thing, that sole thing, that all day keeps us hungry and thirsty. Khawf is that one thing, that all our life, the rest of our life, it will keep us like this as obedient servants of Allah. No other thing will do this. If you say, how will I do it? How can I do it? How can I do it? Nothing is that khawf, instill fear. If you don't have khawf, that's why you speak like this. Develop fear. Instill fear. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared totally through Ramadan. He's given us the tariqah, the method, that how can you bring this into your life? Then that same thing that I'm giving to you, that you can take it permanently ongoing throughout your life, and you can bring that into your life. And that the real, the special ibadat Allah Ta'ala instilled. Remember I said to you this hadith in the beginning? The four things Allah Ta'ala instilled in Ramadan. Very important point. The four things I'm telling you in Ramadan, I'm making you practice this. That these four actions or conditions, if you keep them in existence after Ramadan, then that feeling, emotion, that quality you're developing during Ramadan, you will continue to get that after Ramadan. Did I share that with you, the hadith in the beginning of Ramadan? In which two habits are told you are very special and important. Remember first, Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, what is that? Dhikrullah. Dhikrullah. That is the greatest point of Ramadan. Dhikrullah. Four actions are mentioned. And Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the first thing in Ramadan, don't forget, what is that? The dhikr of Allah, the remembrance of Allah. Don't forget it, don't leave it. Yes, what is the praise of dhikr? What is the praise of, how can I explain to you? Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, from his blessed speech, I will share to you. What a great sahabi, great companion. What did he say? How do you describe in Fazail Amal this hadith? If you go there, you will see this hadith is present there. What is it? Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu said that Ramadan is here, it is passing. And people are doing Amal. But listen to what I'm saying. This is the meaning of the hadith. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu is saying this. That Allah's dhikr, the people who do the dhikr of Allah in Ramadan, they are forgiven beyond forgiven. What a great guarantee he gave, subhanAllah. That if you do this amal, you pray nawafil, different actions, recite Quran, we do all the actions in Ramadan. But he said, the dhakirin who do the dhikr of Allah, remember Allah in Ramadan, they are forgiven without any doubt. Forgiven without any doubt. Wow. Why? Because dhikr is the action that takes a person to that destination. Which destination? The dhikr of Allah creates khawf within a human being. When a person keeps the fast and he does kathir, dhikr in abundance, then he starts to, the khawf, it penetrates him. And the roots of khawf come inside him. Say subhanAllah, there's a reason for every ibadah, brothers. Dhikr has an objective. It takes the roots of khawf come into that person. For example, to strengthen something, the cement. For example, I can only give the example, whether I'm right or wrong, I don't know. But if you take cement, if you make the foundation, when you make the foundation, the shopkeeper, those who make the builders, for example, few days they water that ground, yes? And then they pour the cement into that ground, the concrete. Then they keep on spraying the water over, spraying over, so that it can absorb more water and become solid when it dries, so it will not move. And in Ramadan, the habit of khawf that's been instilled inside a person until the evening, you need to save yourself from the sins and Allah's disobedience. It's khawf that is saving us. Remember, nothing else is saving us. The fast is not saving you. It's khawf of Allah that's make you wake up in the morning. Oh, if I don't keep the fast, Allah will be unhappy. If I drink water, what will happen? If I eat chapati, what will happen? That these different, the khawf has come inside you. SubhanAllah, we cannot recognize it, but in reality it's khawf that's driving us, that's progressing us. So alongside that, what has Allah Ta'ala done? Allah Ta'ala says, I spray the water over you so that that ground becomes solid. What is that? That kathir dhikr, if you do it, is just like that water that's being sprayed over that ground when the concrete was laid, that when you leave Ramadan, then you can stay solid. Solid, say SubhanAllah. And you maintain those actions. That's why, Alhamdulillah, dhikr of Allah and Ramadan, they have a very strong connection with each other. SubhanAllah. Extremely strong connection with each other. Dhikr of Allah and Ramadan. Remember this. A hadith is coming to my mind so that you can understand better. I'll share this hadith with you, SubhanAllah. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam stated that when the mu'min, in the mu'min's heart, listen to this hadith, a great hadith. And it's a very useful hadith. And when you sit in the company of the pious elders, then inshallah, it penetrates the mind and you remember this. And inshallah, it will penetrate your mind as well. Inshallah, Ramadan environment, Asr to Maghrib time, we are sitting and subhanAllah, we're in the masjid and it's the Allah's home, objective is dhikr, and you listen, then will those words not penetrate your minds inshallah? Will you not become walis of Allah? Will you not become those with jannatan? You will be deserved of jannatan. These are the people Allah is proud of. Say subhanAllah, subhanAllah. Yes, this adat, that this is the habit Allah instills. And he thinks he's useless, he's not doing anything. Yes, inside us we have nothing. Every person asks him, what are you doing? No, me, I didn't do anything special. What did I attain? What do I deserve? But after doing such a great action, Allah Ta'ala makes us so humble and low, he doesn't even feel that Allah Ta'ala has enabled him and allowed him to do such a great action. So this is not a minor action we're doing. The angels ask them, what is the action we're about to do? What are we doing? Whose sadqa is this? As Ali Murtaza rahmatullah alayhi, my shaykh, the wali Allah, the friend of Allah, that the foundation comes from those fountains, that the spring and the river and the ocean of spirituality comes from those fountains, the walis of Allah. The water gushes forth, the spirituality, the nur gushes forth. If you accept or not, but this is the reality. Where true deen you will see, where you get the good news, good tidings of Allah Ta'ala's good news about the deen, just like this majlis has good news. We're sat in a small gathering, but the good news, the confirmation is great indeed. It's great indeed. When you see a small majlis and the good news is great, solid, great news, glad tidings. And understand, consider that this is the true haq deen that's here. The true haq deen. Say subhanallah, subhanallah. Because this is a small stream that is flowing through Bolton. Where is it coming out from? From the foundation of the fountain of Gadai Sharif. Yes, which is flooding us with the fadl of Allah. So, online, alhamdulillah, the dunya is benefiting. Alhamdulillah. Allah's good news, Allah's rewards, that the purpose I gave you Ramadan for, you kept the fast, they developed khawf. Due to that khawf, Allah Ta'ala is spreading that water, sprinkling the water over our fast. So Allah says, will I not strengthen their khawf with these actions that they're doing? They will be saved after Ramadan. They will have those qualities and characteristics instilled. And they will keep on saving themselves, protecting themselves, preventing vice. This is the objective from their way. Is this right within me? My heart is not accepting this. No. These feelings and emotions will be developed with you, inshallah. No, yaar. Oh, I did wrong. I oppressed. Should I do this? Oh, there's a lot of benefit if you do this. No, yaar. It's dangerous. It looks dangerous to me. No, Allah might be unhappy with me if I do this. This is the factor that Ramadan is given to us. So the hadith, what does the hadith say? That mu'min, listen to this hadith. That mu'min, what is the word that's been explained? Mu'min, believer, high class Muslim. Yes, Muslims are all, everyone, common. But khawf, fear is not present within everybody, subhanAllah. Khawf, fear is within those people who want to bring fear into their lives, who want to work hard for the khawf, want to make effort, who strive. Today, do you understand what I'm saying? That you, for which purpose you're sitting here and you're making effort and struggling, for what purpose? To develop the fear, the khawf inside you. Say subhanallah, subhanallah. Whenever you sit to do dhikr, you'll not get anything else through dhikr. Yes, we don't need anything else either. Do you understand what I'm saying? We don't need anything else either. What do we need? What do we seek? The fear of Allah made come into us. Just like that stone, that rock, which first was crying out of khawf, what will happen to me? Will I go? And people cry, oh, I'm going to die. I've lost out. I don't know what to do. What shall I do? I've lost this. I'm in loss. This has gone. They cry. They cry. Their sleep is lost. So when that same khawf, if it transforms and is transferred and diverted to the love of Allah, that person starts to cry, oh Allah, my Mahbub, become pleased with me. Ya Allah, become pleased with me. SubhanAllah. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that when this khawf is developed, enabled, and is instilled into the heart of the mu'min, then sin, it runs away. It runs away so far from his body, just like the dry leaves drop from the tree. That's how sins drop from the body of that mu'min due to the khawf, the fear of Allah. That's why it's stated when the human being, when he stands from the majlis of the dhikr of Allah, all his sins have come off, dropped off his body like the dry leaves. How many people tell me such a great name of Allah's dhikr, they are lost. They've lost that. They don't do dhikrullah. What has it been stated? Allah's Nabi said, what in this hadith? That I go to the depths of the hadith. What did Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam say? Subhanallah. The mu'min's heart inside his heart, when khawf is developed and still where? In the heart of the mu'min. This is the heart that absorbs the khawf. Not the stomach, not the hand, not the eyes, not the nose. Where? In the heart is where the khawf is present. No other place. We need to correct our heart, reform our heart, improve our heart. Whichever human being has corrected his heart, made his heart, strengthened his heart, the khawf will come into that heart.
And the heart is not made, it is not made through any other action. No other action can make your heart. I've experienced this in my life. Ajib, maybe weird, you'll think it sounds.
No, I won't tell you. Maybe you'll understand the standard of this statement and you'll go to the other opposite direction. So I was trying to compare dhikr with another amal, but maybe you will not understand. Because this is my personal taste experience. I saw this, but I experienced this in my life. Amal, Allah gives tawfiq, all amal to do, practice. In my life, my experience is that when the heart is empty, it's void. Yes, do you understand? That when the emotions of the heart change and improve and reform, why does Allah Ta'ala change this? May not be that he starts to enjoy and he takes it down, then he's afraid. This is called qabz, being sealed. The heart goes down, he's afraid. Oh, I've lost. Allah says, now you realize that I made your heart how beautiful it was. Then you value that, appreciate it. Then Allah Ta'ala unlocks that sealed heart and Allah opens that heart. Subhanallah. Then that desire, that enjoyment, that passion, he says, where is it gone? You'll hear that from people. Ya Rajan, what's happened? My emotions have changed. I feel down and dark. So our Sufi colleagues have said, this is called qabz, that his condition has been sealed, stopped, frozen. So why is he afraid? Maybe I've committed a mistake. Then the khawf is fear. Allah is unhappy with me. I've done something wrong. I don't know what I've done. And he screams and calls out. And then that action may come again. So Allah Ta'ala says, then he gets the real enjoyment after that. So Allah says he's going to feel sleep. He's upset. He goes towards his sheikh. He seeks advice. The sheikh steps back as well. Yes, then let him struggle a little bit. Let him struggle a little bit. Say, Subhanallah, Subhanallah. This is the life, the sawwuf, the science and the subject of the sawwuf. We're just running after one thing. Oh, alu gosht. And that's it. On one dish, we are breaking the fast and eating our food. Just on one dish. You should change the dishes, the delicacies, the foods. The Sufi line, the tasawwuf line is the great line. Great subject. I'm saying the name Sufi is not Sufism. This is ikhlas, tazkiyah, purification, reformation, improvement. Refining our deen, say Subhanallah, Subhanallah. So it's stated that inside the heart, when khawf is developed, the mu'min develops khawf, fear, Subhanallah. Then what happens? His condition improves, his body, such sins, they fall off his body just like the dry leaves come off the tree in autumn. Subhanallah, he's washed, purified. So brothers, the heart is made only through one action. Dhikr kathir, abundance of dhikr. So what does the Quran say? Alladhina tatma'inna qulubuhum bi dhikrillah. Subhanallah. Ala bi dhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. Ajib, you beautiful verse this is. Allah is saying in the Quran that look, my servants, khawf fear of Allah, my fear, Allah says, mutma'in. The heart that's content. That what is the action that gives a heart that's content? Think about this. Yes, what is being mentioned here? تَتْمَئِنَّ قُلُوبِهِمْ بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. We think, the heart, I don't feel like I can sleep. Do dhikr. I can't go to sleep easily. Oh, my heart is afraid, worried. Do dhikr of Allah, sakina will come. We think that this is the solution for this. No, this is not that sakina that you understand. الَّذِينَ تَتْمَئِنَّ قُلُوبِهِمْ بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. There's another meaning of تَتْمَئِنَّ قُلُوبِهِمْ بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. That atmanan, that contentment, satisfaction, that as long as the heart is not happy with the pleasure of Allah, that's the contentment we're looking for. That's the satisfaction we're looking for. That is that satisfaction contentment you'll only get via the dhikr of Allah. Only via the dhikr of Allah. And the name of this contentment, satisfaction is fear of Allah. That we call it content, the hearts that find contentment and peace. Peace and having contentment in the heart and satisfaction. In reality, the name of this is the fear of Allah. Through fear of Allah, your heart will be content. Through fear of Allah, your heart will be satisfied and at peace. And that's when a person has no other fear. No other worry. Sakina, peace comes into it. That's why Allah says, أَلَذِينَ تَتَمَئِنَّ قُلُوبِهِمْ بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. It's dhikr, my remembrance, that instills the real khawf and contentment and satisfaction and peace into your heart only via the dhikr of Allah. Only via the dhikr of Allah. Everything a person then shuns and removes from his heart, he has no worry, concern about anything else in his heart. He has no room for that in his heart. That's it. Only one khawf, Allah Ta'ala instills his fear into that person's heart. So my brothers, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has given us Ramadan. Everything is being refreshed and revised and renewed with the fadl of Allah. But the end point comes again, that success comes via the dhikr of Allah. So dhikr, do dhikr with caution and carefully and regularly. It's a very great sabak we've discussed today, that whenever we see inside us that I'm going weak, I'm going up and down, I'm not following the deen, I'm not following the high grade sunnahs, then consider we are without khawf, and we need to bring khawf back in. We need to improve our khawf. We need to do dhikr kathir on our hearts. Do more dhikr, more working hard, more working hard. There's only one path through which we can bring our heart and mold it and clean it, refine it, improve it, when there's khawf inside our heart, and so that we can start to obey Allah and follow that path and journey. May Allah Ta'ala give us this life of true khawf. Ameen.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah rabbil alamin. As-salatu was-salamu ala sayyidina al-mursalin, shafi'i al-muzlimin, taha wa ya sayyidina al-habib al-amin. اے ہمارے پروردگار، اے ہمارے مولا، اے ہمارے بلال حال، تو اپنے فضل کم سے یا اللہ تم ہماری گناہوں کو معاف فرما، یا اللہ ہماری بخشش فرما لے، یا اللہ تو ہم سے راضی ہو جا، یا کریم تو ہمارا رمضان قبول فرما لے، یا اللہ ہماری ٹوٹی پھوٹی عبادتوں کو قبول فرما لے، اے میرے مولا تو ہمارے دلوں کو پاک اور صاف کر دے، ہمارے باطنی کو پاک کر دے میرے مولا، یا اللہ تو اپنا خوف اور محبت عطا فرما، خوف اور محبت عطا فرما، یا رحم رحم یا رحم اچھا ذاکر بنا دے، یا اللہ تو ہماری بیماری کو دور فرما دے. ایک خاتون نے اپنے بھائی کی دعا کے لیے کہا ہے، ان کا بھائی انٹینسو کیئر کے اندر ہے، بہت سخت بیمار ہیں، اظہر حسین نام ان کے لیے خاص دعا فرمائے، اللہ پاک کو صفائے کاملہ عاجلہ کاملہ عطا فرمائے، اللہ تعالیٰ تمام بیماروں کو شفا نصیب فرمائے. وصلی اللہ تعالیٰ علی خیر خلقہ محمد وآلہ وصحبہ اجمعین برحمتک یا ارحم الراحمین. سبحان ربک رب العزت عما یصفون، وسلام علی المرسلین، والحمد للہ رب العالمین.